work, we're getting down. Thank you so very much.
With the worst song in the history of music, that was Rick Dees, who made a lot of money on that song with Disco Duck on your radio, friend. 12 minutes until 11 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday morning on WRJM. I've got a record crowd in the studio with me. I've got Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst. I have my mom and dad, Eileen and Bob Klein from Calabasas, California. And I have the CEO and president of the YMCA here in Racine, Mr. Jeff Collin. Jeff, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask. If you get a little closer to the microphone, that would be grand. This community conversation is being brought to you in part by St. Monica Senior Living. So you guys going to go visit that before you leave, the St. Monica Senior Living Center?
If we have time.
All right. Just a show of hands. Is that the worst song in music? Yes or no? We have a big crowd here. No. I'm by myself. Who do you think's the worst, Mark?
Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Tiny Tim.
That's a good one, or a bad one. Jeff?
I don't know. I was thinking about They're Coming to Take Me Away.
Ha ha, They're Coming to Take Me Away. Ho ho. To the funny far. What life is... Yeah. What do you think, Dad?
Hey Jude by the Beatles.
That's the theme song for your grandson Judah, though.
Oh, no, we love that song. I would probably go along with Mark.
With Tiptoe.
Yeah.
He played that, I want to say, on the Johnny Carson show, on the Tonight Show.
He did, with his ukulele.
Yeah, that was really hideous. You might be right, Mark. I'm changing my mind. What do you think, Mom?
I don't know. Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
All right, all right. That's a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So Jeff Collin runs the YMCA, and also, as we learned last time that he was here, is also an alum of Camp Cahuaga, one of our main competitors up in the Northwoods. Cahuaga in Minocqua, Camp Menominee in Eagle River. I'm headed to Camp Menominee tomorrow my sons, who are flying in right now for our fantasy camp, 29th annual Camp Menominee Fantasy Camp this weekend. Cahuaga has one now. Camp Ojibwa is another boys camp up there, but we were the first, as always. Funniest thing that you could remember experiencing at camp, Jeff, was what?
Oh, gosh, you know, something, putting frogs in some of the cabins of the younger kids.
You put them in their beds, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's
a good thing. And short-sheeting kids' beds.
Elon Goldschmidt used to kill frogs, and he had a frog cemetery with little tombstones underneath cabin one. That is a true story. That was not a nice thing. That was you talk about politically incorrect. That was not good.
Oh my gosh.
So you're here for, we're having a fundraiser. That Mark, you're going to be the starter for that?
No, not the starter at all. I just help out. The Lighthouse Run has been one of the longest running events, no pun intended, here in Racine, and it's got a great reputation not only in the state but in the country, and this will be the second year I'll be their guest announcer, but I'll also be doing some double duty down there as roving reporter.
Very exciting. And when is that, Jeff?
Saturday the 18th. Great race, the 38th Lighthouse Run, and it has been going on a long time, and you know, great sponsors. It's a partnership with the Journal Times that's gone on and on and on, and it's just a wonderful event. And there's some people who have been in the race every year.
For 38 years.
For 38 years.
Wow, that's longer than the great Tom Carco's been here. Well, he's been here for 37.
Oh.
He's covered every Lighthouse Run except one.
Except one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
where's the run taking place at?
It starts down at the Y, downtown, the Lakefront Y, and goes out to the Lighthouse and back for those who are doing the 10-mile race. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-mile race, a 4-mile race, and the fun run walk of 4 and 2 miles.
Are you doing it?
I don't get to run. I get to watch, and I get to help, and I get to be interviewed by Mark, and you know, do whatever's necessary. And you know, great sponsors for the race. Modine for years has sponsored the fun run and walk, and Financial Services Group on the 5-mile event, and Image Management, the 10-mile the 10-mile event.
And all the proceeds go to the Y?
Oh, yeah, to make a difference in the community, making sure that anybody who can't afford the Y and wants to participate is able to.
He is Jeff Collin. He is the CEO and president of the Racine YMCA. On this Community Conversations, brought to you by St. Monica Senior Living. When someone you take notes that when someone you care about needs a little help, maybe it's time to look into assisted living at St. Monica's. For 45 years, St. Monica's has been providing compassionate, person-centered care for their residents on North Green Bay Road in Racine. St. Monica's really is like home, with a great food, loving staff, and a lot of activities to participate in. One of the things people love about St. Monica's is the beautiful chapel. A Catholic Mass is held every day. They host Protestant services, and all religious denominations are welcome. Take a tour of St. Monica's to see for yourself why it's so special. The move to assisted living is a big decision. Visit StMonicasSeniorLiving.com to learn more, and go visit them on North Green Bay Road in Racine. St. Monica Senior Living, where you are the heart of their home. We're talking with Jeff Collin of the YMCA of Racine. What's the biggest innovation, not only locally for the YMCA, but nationally?
Oh, gosh. I guess the fun thing that we're doing out there is all across the country is running Zoe for president.
What is that?
Zoe's a one-year-old girl, and we're nominated Zoe for president in 2064. And it's really all about, given the opportunity and given the tools and given the assistance, Zoe or any child can get to be as good as he or she can be and potentially be president or whatever he or she wants to be, you know, 40 years from now or 50 years from now.
Well, given our two parties nominees, I think she might be able to win this year as a one-year-old. We've got a nominee that acts like a one-year-old sometimes. But I won't get political on you this morning.
Yeah. So Zoe is really represents any child. And I say, given all the opportunities that the Y can provide through the journey of a child's life, Zoe or anybody can be as good as they can be. And so that's part of the reason that we ask for contributions on a regular basis, so that Zoe or any child can have those opportunities.
We have a Zoe in our family.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. That's my son Steve's younger daughter, Zoe Z. Klein.
All right.
Zoe Z. Klein, ZZK.
Oh,
not
cool.
Not ZZ Top, ZZK. Stands for Zavarello. That's her mom's maiden name.
Yeah.
And they live in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Jeff, what are the four main things that the YMCA really preaches and bases its foundation on?
Really, it's about values. I think what you're thinking
That's
of,
right.
Mark,
right.
You know, it's respect, responsibility, caring, and trustworthiness, you know, and more honesty. And, you know, it's about we're there to make a difference in the community for people. Youth development, healthy living, social responsibility are, you know, the three things that really drive us, and all of our programs fit into those.
One of the things you especially offer, especially this time of year, is Glenn and his parents have been talking about our camps. We have our own camps in this area.
Yeah, we do. Day camp that we operate, and great day camp, a lot of outdoor activities, runs really every day, all through the summer when school is out and, you know, parents have to work. But it really is a good day camp experience. It's not childcare. You know, it's much more than childcare. Kids get swimming lessons, lots of different activities, and constantly they're on the go doing activities, doing things.
What is the variety of summer options from soup to nuts?
Oh, gosh, you know, there's always the fitness activities going on for adults and kids. There's day camp, and even some options for day camp after kids get out of summer school. Swimming lessons, lots and lots of opportunities for swimming lessons, some youth sports activities. So just a good variety. We have a summer Young Leaders Academy program that goes on at Carthage College that's really all about summer learning loss and making sure that kids who need it have good opportunities so they don't lose what they've learned during the school year and come back to school ready to learn and ready to progress. So just a variety of
so many more options for kids now for the summer compared to when we were kids. But what would you say is like the most unique summer program that's being offered by the Y this summer?
Good question.
That's why I get the big bucks.
Yeah, that's great. I'll say, you know, and I'll have to go back to day camp, and because it is a true day camp, much more than child care. And so many opportunities out there are more child care related, and there's a lot of things that are, I'll say, school or learning oriented that are really great that a lot of organizations are doing and schools are doing. But just the true day camp experience with all the camaraderie that happens in camp and all the activities and options and swimming, that kind of learning experience, and as you guys know from resident camp, those kinds of things really make a difference for a kid, something they'll remember forever.
And that's the thing that researchers have found out. The most well-adjusted adults have the most positive childhood memories. And so there's literally a bevy of opportunities through the Y for parents to provide their sons and daughters opportunities for great childhood memories.
Yeah. And fun.
And a lot of fun, of course.
A lot of fun.
He is Jeff Collin. He is the CEO and president of the Racine Family YMCA. And how can people get more information about the Lighthouse Run, Jeff?
LighthouseRun.com is out there, or directly from the WISE website, YMCARacine.org. So information is out there. Or there's information in the paper. They can stop at either of the branches. It'll be some great fun. And actually, you know, Mark, there's 20 mascots running this year in the mascot race.
Oh, fun.
So, you know, that's fun. There's the kids' dash. Lots of things that happen. A kids' zone for kids to play and have fun. So it's become more of an event for everyone, as well as the great races that happen. And there have been some really, really excellent races in the past, some great times. Runners from all over the country, all over the world have come. And we're looking for a good day and a great race.
That's awesome. He's Jeff Collins. He's the CEO and president of the Racine YMCA. This is the Community Conversations on WRJN, sponsored by St. Monica Senior Living. Jeff is also an alumni, as we said, of Camp Cahuaga. Do you remember the chair, Oogie Labanga?
Oh, I remember a lot of stuff, and the Cahuaga ideal, and a lot of the songs that we used to sing. And, you know, I remember my sister went to Camp Agawak, which was the girls' camp.
Spell Cahuaga spelled backwards.
Right. And I remember sitting in the car coming back from camp, or for a few weeks after camp, competing songs. You know,
right.
I'd have to sing a song, and she'd have to sing a song from camp. Always great camping experiences. What a great life. And you know, you had it, and you guys, your parents had it. Amazing.
We stole Oogie Labanga from Cahuaga as a camp cheer. Do you remember it? Oogie Labanga, Iggy
no.
The piggy wiggy, F-O the defo weffo, ooh wah. Ooh, wah. Menominee, Cahuaga, yay!
This is how you're going to be spending your weekend.
1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A Magnum.media.
Your tremendous Tuesday Hour of Power follows WRJN, covering the world at 2 minutes after 11.
Last primaries, insanity defense. I'm Chaz Henry. On this last day of the presidential primary season, voters making their voices heard in California.